So, you guys, what is the 411?
This is the 411.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to the 411. It is a wonderful Tuesday morning here in Indianapolis. I am Miles Sprung. I'm your host of, once again, the 411, WBDG's exclusive news show. And I'm joined here for, you know, the same... What? I'm joined by the same person once again. I'm joined here by Kieran Sandulo. What's going on?
I'm going all right.
That's phenomenal. I love doing all right.
That's all I got for you.
All right. Cool, cool. But yeah, it is a Tuesday, October 29th. Halloween is in 2 days. Very excited. 61 degrees right now. High is 79, low of 61. So we're at the low point right now. Should get a little bit warmer.
And I am in a flannel shirt and long cargo pants.
I'm in a sweatshirt and sweatpants like every other day.
Gonna be burning up.
Nah, I'll be fine.
I will.
Yeah, you'll be fine too.
No, I mean, I'll be burning up.
No, you'll be fine.
I will be dust.
No, I don't believe so.
I will be bones.
Bones.
Bones help nobody.
Bones help nobody. Let me just say we just go into it. It's our first episode back from the break, so we got a lot to talk about.
Let's hit it.
So, recently, the Miami Heat, or on Sunday, actually, Miami Heat, the NBA team, unveiled a Dwayne Wade statue, you know, legendary player for the franchise, and it's,
questionable.
Legendarily terrible. Looks nothing like him.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it's bad.
He even went up on the stage, and he looked so confused when he went up there. He was like, wow, who is that guy?
Yeah, he said...
He said, who is that guy?
Yeah, he said, Dwayne Wade, Miami Heat honored NBA legend Dwayne Wade with an 8-foot bronze statue unveiled on Sunday at the Kasaya Center in Miami, making it the first statue in the franchise's 37-year history. However, NBA fans claim that there was one problem with the statue. Looked nothing like Dwayne Wade. Dwayne Wade also jokingly asked at first sight of the statue, I can't believe it. Who is that guy?
I don't know.
If you look it up and you get a side-by-side, it's pretty terrible.
It's awful.
And I love Dwayne Wade. He deserves better. Here we go. A 14-year-old won America's Top Young Scientist for inventing pesticide detector for fruits and vegetables. I don't want to butcher the name, so I'm just going to leave it at that.
Okay.
Ooh, this one's fun. Ohio man cancels credit card to escape gym membership.
Yeah, mm-hmm.
Ohio resident Doug Madison, 59, had to cancel his credit card after struggling to end his gym membership. Despite signing up with no contract, Madison couldn't cancel online, and the in-person staff directed him to the gym's parent company. After months of failed attempts, his bank advised him to finally just cancel his credit card, noting similar issues with other customers. Madison's experience reflects a broader trend of companies using dark patterns to make cancellations difficult. 2022 survey found consumers spend an average of $219 monthly on subscriptions, often forgetting about services they no longer use.
Yeah, California recently had a law that they made that makes it so that subscriptions physically have to be made easy to cancel.
Yeah.
And they can... The
As they should be.
Yeah, like, once again, a huge W from California.
W Cali. I'm not moving there, though.
I might. I'm considering it.
Good luck with that.
I want to do it.
LA is kind of fun. Kid Cudi is joining the cast of Happy Gilmore 2 alongside Adam Sandler. He said, this is so huge. It's been a long time dream of mine to work with Adam, another dream come true. Though details of his role are still under wraps, Julie Bowen and Christopher McDonald will reprise their roles, with Bad Bunny also joining the cast. Directed by the original director, Dennis Dugan, the film's release date remains unknown. But that should be fun. You know, get a little Kid Cudi in there, you know what I'm saying?
Kid Cudi's a fun guy.
Oh, yeah.
He was in the Knuckles show on Paramount.
You know who else is a fun guy?
Toad from Mario Brothers.
Kawhi Leonard.
Who?
Kawhi Leonard.
Who?
He's a basketball player.
I don't know.
It's a long time sports joke. Here we go. A recent report from Alliance highlights baby boomers as the wealthiest generation so far, in case you were wondering. That's sad, actually. Well, maybe it is, maybe it isn't, depending. Dogs lie awake at night thinking about their problems, just like us. The Royal Study Scientific Journal found that dogs, like humans, can struggle to sleep due to stress. Researchers recorded the brainwaves of 16 dogs who experienced either a good day or a bad day. Good days included activities like being petted or playing fetch, while bad days involved brief separations from their owners. After a three-hour nap, the stressed dogs showed poorer sleep quality and woke up earlier than their relaxed counterparts. Interestingly, stressed dogs also fall asleep faster. And someone said, what is their problem? What do they stress about? They are dogs. Ooh, that
dog.
That's actually kind of cool. Apple will pay you $1 million if you can hack into their servers.
I know what I gotta do, but I don't know if I have the strength to do it.
Yeah, Apple is offering up $1 million through its bug bounty program to anyone capable of hacking into its private cloud compute. A server system that manages advanced AI tasks beyond the capacity of on-device processors. So if you hack into their highly intelligent AI, then you get $1 million. So that's pretty cool, actually. But yeah, I might do it.
Yeah.
No, I don't know enough about computers for that.
I'm going to do it anyway. I don't have to know what I'm doing to try it. Like, I didn't know how to ride a bike. I learned.
Well, yeah, but...
I will learn how to hack into Apple's
if it's
private cloud compute.
$1 million is $1 million.
$1 million is $1 million, and I am going to spend that money on stealing phones from people.
Yeah, that's a great idea. South Korea is spending $327 million to stop the loneliness epidemic.
Honestly, based.
Loneliness has become a severe issue in South Korea.
Has it?
Apparently.
Among who?
Middle-aged men.
Yeah.
Leading to many dying alone, knowing
Have you watched Squid Game?
I have not yet, no. Oh,
well, that's like part of it. It's like half the story.
To address this, the government has committed $451.3 billion won, around $327 million U.S. dollars, over the next 5 years to combat loneliness. Initiatives include 24/7 counseling hotline, in-person visits, and expand psychological services. So it's not a loneliness epidemic, it's just mental health.
Cool.
You could have just said mental health. That actually makes it better. But, you know, have you heard about the esports team in Sweden?
I have not.
They're just made up of older people. It's a Counter-Strike team where every player is like over 60 and they're
called... What are they called? There's not Silver Foxes. That's not what they're called. What are they called?
Silver Snipers.
Silver Snipers.
I just thought that was fun.
It is kind of fun.
The Office is getting a Mexican remake.
I thought it already had one.
Apparently not.
La Oficina.
Yeah.
Is that what they're calling it? Yeah.
La Oficina. It will star people I don't know.
Yep.
Sorry, I had to sneeze.
British.
I had to sneeze again. The Menendez brothers, we all know about that case going on, but because of the Netflix show, mostly, the case is coming back to light, and it is disputed on whether they, you know, if they were guilty or not. So they're reopening the investigation, Eric and Lyle Menendez are seeking a chance for release in 2024, Their lawyer says they believe that they'll be home by Thanksgiving after L.A. County District Attorney George Gasson recommended their resentencing to include possibility of parole. Convicted of killing their parents in 1989, the brothers claim it stemmed from years of abuse. Their lawyer, Mark Garagos, expressed hope for their release by Thanksgiving, supported by family members. So, obviously, that is a huge story today, so we will keep you updated on that as the weeks go by. You know what I'm saying? Fun fact, dogs in movies often need CGI tails because they get too excited on set.
Yep.
I didn't know that. It's
love that.
Cool.
I love that fact. It's great.
Kid President has turned 21 years old.
Holy crap. Kid President can drink a beer and die in war.
Yeah.
Like, that's crazy.
Like, legally.
Yeah, legally.
Yeah, today he studies physical therapy, and while not online, occasionally shares updates on TikTok. He remains passionate about open political discussions, emphasizing listening to all perspectives. So he's still the same dude, just not...
a child.
Just not, you know, being like, be awesome to each other.
Now he's more like, dude, just, like, chill.
Dude, chill out.
Chill out, bro.
Too much hate in the world.
Can't believe they turned Kid President into a hippie. Worst financial decision ever made.
I don't think he's a hippie. I think he's...
I can't believe they made Kid President woke.
Kid President's woke.
Moving right along.
Cancel Kid President.
Cancel woke. Kid President.
Phil Lesh, founding member of Grateful Dead, passed away at 84.
I almost said cringe. Dude, I gotta chill out. I
you
think I'm too
to
tired.
Chill out.
I'm so tired.
So, Spider-Man 4 was confirmed on Jimmy Fallon.
Woo!
Tom Holland's Spider-Man will return to theaters on July 24th, 2026, in an untitled Columbia Pictures project directed by Destin Daniel Cretton.
That's the dude that did Shang-Chi.
Oh, is he?
Yeah, that's the guy that directed Shang-Chi and The Legend of the Ten Rings. Oh, I have high hopes now.
Never seen it.
Watch it. So good.
The release follows Avengers Doomsday, which is set for May 1st, 2026. And yeah, following a recent appearance on The Tonight Show starring Jimmy Fallon, Holland confirmed that production for the fourth Spider-Man film will begin in mid-2025. Hoorah. Oh.
I hope it's King in Black.
Well, you know what? Now that Jimmy Fallon's in the conversation, I have to bring something up.
Mm-hmm.
Last night on Jimmy Fallon, something amazing happened.
Mm-hmm.
The Costco guys and the Rizzler were on Jimmy Fallon.
No.
And they rated different foods.
No.
The Boomer Doom.
No.
Yes.
No.
Yes.
Mm-mm. Isn't the Rizzler like a 38-year-old dude?
No, he's like... he's like 9.
Dude, I didn't know, because I thought it was like another Hezbollah situation.
No, he's just 9. He's like a 9-year-old kid. You know me as the Rizzler. I'm the Panther dressed in black.
No.
Once I give your girl the Riz face, there's no chance she's coming back.
That's a 9-year-old. What?
What a banger. Yeah, so that was pretty awesome. And I saw someone on Twitter was like, it was like, Big Justin, Big AJ, haha, bring the boom. And Jimmy Fallon's like, haha, okay, Rizzler, now you tell me something. And Rizzler, you do the Riz face. And it's like that scene from Joker with the talk show host with Robert De Niro.
Mm-hmm.
It's, you get what you deserve. Pew.
Pew. Gone.
I thought that was great. Why did they do that? I don't know, but I need to tune into that segment. I haven't seen it yet. I've just seen clips where they're just going, boom!
The boom needs to stop coming. They need to stop bringing the boom.
No, they never need to stop bringing the boom. They're still bringing it. Liam Neeson, you know Liam Neeson. He's known for his breakthrough role in 2008's Taken. He is considered... or he is considering retiring from action films in 2025. Yeah, but he's been in a bunch of other stuff like Unknown, The Gray, and Nonstop. Despite being 72 and the Lego Batman movie. The Lego movie, not the Lego Batman movie.
No, you were right.
No, it's both, right?
Who is he?
Liam Neeson. He's good cop, bad cop.
He's not in the Lego Batman movie. He's just in the regular movie.
Yeah, I know. That's
regular
why
Lego movie and Lego movie 2.
I know. That's why I corrected myself. Despite being 72, he continues to perform many of his own stunts. While no exact date is set, he hints that his last action role could be by the end of next year. L. You know L. what I'm saying? That's an L. But like Liam Neeson. Sure, he's like 72, but like, you know. Caitlin Clark is set for a Lionel Messi-like offer to join Unrivaled's 3-on-3 basketball league. Unrivaled is preparing an offer to tempt Caitlin Clark to play in the U.S.-based 3-on-3 women's basketball league's inaugural season. The league is poised to offer Clark not just a salary exceeding $1 million, but also equity and revenue-sharing incentives. Clark's base salary during her WNBA rookie season was $76,000. Not including incentive, the 22-year-old is set to make $338,000 during her first four campaigns in the WNBA.
Bang.
She could eclipse that for just 8 weeks' work, the length of Unrivaled season. So, what they mean by Lionel Messi deal is, like, Lionel Messi, who's on, you know, Inter Miami right now, like, made a ton of money from that for coming to America. Like, and it wasn't just, you know, they're paying him a bunch of money, but they're also, he also has a share in the team, so he's, like, a part owner. And then he also, like, he also gets a bunch of revenue, like, from their streaming deals and from, like, their merchandise. Like, he has equity in everything. So I think that's kind of what they mean by Lionel Messi, like, deal, like, for incentives and whatnot. But, yeah, I think that'd be fun. Let's see here. John Wick is 10 years old. Well, not John Wick, like, the movie. The movie is 10 years
old. Could you imagine John Wick if it was just a 10-year-old boy?
He goes on a killing rampage because he doesn't want to eat his veggies.
Kevin McAllister.
Why did this happen? What? On the Tonight Show, Tom Holland funnily agreed with Timothy Chalamet's remark, calling him the ultimate Riz Master.
Oh. We got to stop using that as, like, a term.
And he said, I have to say, I strongly agree. Tom Holland is the Riz Master.
We got to stop using Riz.
Never.
Like, I feel like a stroke victim. I can't, like, dude, the amount of words that we have now are atrocious.
They're great. I love Riz. It's so fun.
None of these should be words. What is Sigma? What is Skibbity?
Well, if you were Sigma, you would know.
I am going to jump over this table at you.
And Skibbity is from Skibbity Toilet, which I've never watched.
No, it isn't. It's not what it's from.
No,
it's from a Turkish guy doing a dance.
Skibbity bop bop bop, yes, yes. Skibbity bop bop.
No, see, because that's a parody of it. They stole that and then they put it in the stupid the Gmod videos with the Half-Life characters with their heads in toilets.
Hey, don't diss on Skibbity Toilet.
I will diss on Skibbity Toilet. They almost made a movie of that with Michael Bay. I am not happy about that information. Yes. The fact that it almost happened is vile.
I remember. Yeah, let's do it. Honestly, let's do it.
No. Miles?
Yes.
Hey, look at me. I will come over there.
No, you won't.
I will.
Anyways, Andrew Garfield was on Elmo, or was on Sesame Street. He wasn't on Elmo. He wasn't sitting on him or anything. Andrew Garfield and Elmo went into a heartfelt discussion about grief on Sesame Street, where Garfield opened up about his mother's death. This chat highlights the importance of talking openly about grief, topic often avoided due to discomfort or fear of upsetting others.
Should have talked about Uncle Ben.
Wow. Wow. That's not cool, man. Not cool.
Or Captain Stacy?
No, stop.
Or Gwen?
Drake turned 38, but honestly, who cares? He's a weirdo.
Yeah, his girlfriend's 14. I'm going to keep saying it. Move along.
So Shohei Ohtani, you know, baseball star, who actually is dislocated his shoulder in the World Series the other night, but that's beside the point. He was the first player ever to hit 50 home runs and get 50 stolen bases in the same season. And the ball in which he hit his 50th home run with sold for nearly $4.4 million, a record high price for not just a baseball, but for any ball in any sport. The previous record paid at auction for a baseball was $3 million in 1999 for Mark McGwire's record-breaking home run ball from the 98 MLB season. But yeah, that should be, that was a fun night when Shohei Ohtani did that. He had like three home runs against the Marlins, and one of them was to get 50. But speaking of Shohei Ohtani, the World Series is going on right now. It is Yankees versus Dodgers, the two teams that I despise the most. Wait, no. Two of the three teams I despise the most.
What's the other one?
Number one is the Cubs, and then it's the Yankees, then it's the Dodgers.
See, I'm an Illinois boy, and I gotta say, I kind of like the Cubs.
I hate the Cubs.
I don't like baseball, but I like the Cubs.
Every fiber of my being, I despise the city of Chicago.
That's a crazy statement to make on air.
No, it's not. I'm just a Wisconsin boy. I have to stay true to myself.
The city of Chicago.
I despise the city of Chicago. Okay, let me rephrase.
Why?
Chicago's okay, but their sports teams I hate with every fiber of my being.
But why? Yeah, that's what I thought. Move along.
No, you wouldn't get it.
Yeah, move along.
I don't want to go on a rant.
Move along. Okay?
I don't want to go on a rant.
I'm luring him out. I'm gonna get him.
It's not happening.
I'm gonna get him.
You're not gonna get me heated.
I'm gonna get you.
Chris Hemsworth reportedly in talks to star in Disney's Prince Charming movie. The movie currently in development will not be directly tied to Cinderella, though Prince Charming's character has traditionally been associated with the story. The script is being co-written by guys I've never heard of. Disney has not commented on Hemsworth's involvement yet, but he is reportedly in talks with the company. Oops, I hit the mic. So that would be fun, you know, get Crimps Hemsworth as a really hot guy. Maybe, well, he is.
Can we, like, stop? Why do we keep making these movies that don't need to be made?
What do you mean? A Prince Charming movie actually sounds kind of sick.
Look. But why? Why make it?
I don't know. It just sounds sick.
It doesn't need to happen.
Maybe like Prince Charming could be like a war hero or something.
I think that he is.
Yeah. So like, just put him in war. Well, then it's just another Chris Hemsworth movie.
Listen, it better be PG-13, and I better hear him say a word that I cannot say here.
He's not gonna say that in a Disney movie.
Deadpool and Wolverine.
That's rated R.
And a Disney movie.
Okay, that's different.
But it's a Disney movie.
You can't make a Deadpool movie without it being rated R and saying that word. You can make a Prince Charming movie without it being PG-13 and him saying that word.
But I want it so bad. Listen.
Too bad.
Extraction 3, baby. Here we go.
Extraction 3, Prince Charming edition.
Cinderella.
Extracting Cinderella. A Polish zoo celebrated birth of four critically endangered tigers. I don't feel like pronouncing that. Initially kept secret to ensure their safety, the birth marks a significant event for this critically endangered species, with less than 400 remaining in the world. So, yeah. Ryan Reynolds' birthday was 6 days ago. Speaking of, you know, Deadpool.
Mm-hmm. How old is he now? Go on, Miles. How old is he?
Hey,
how old
I'm
is
trying
Ryan Reynolds?
To... How old is Ryan Reynolds? 48. I did it. The power of investigative journalism.
My dad is younger than Ryan Reynolds.
That's fun. So is mine.
So am I.
So am I, yeah. Elon Musk FaceTime. Wait, what?
Huh?
Oh, okay. Never mind. That didn't make sense at first. So there was the first Boeing 777 with Starlink, you know, Elon Musk's big networking project or company. So Elon Musk FaceTimed the pilots.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah. First airline to Qatar Airways is the first airline to equip a Boeing 777 with SpaceX's Starlink technology, offering passengers high-speed, low-latency internet during flights. This upgrade boosts onboard connectivity, enabling seamless streaming, gaming, or work at 35,000 feet.
I have a fun little thing that I would like to share.
What?
So there has been a recent surge of people on TikTok that have been asking the internet to name their pets for them, and I have a collection of these right now. There are a couple of them that have gotten very popular recently. One of them is a little cat named Dirt. This one that has gotten really popular, but this one that I have right here is a tiny little dog. It's this new little dachshund, right? Brand new little.
Okay.
He just came out of there. He is, like, brand new to this world. Here are some of the top suggestions. Toot, Porridge, Glob Glob Gab Galab, Bernard, Iggle Piggle, Gus, Moisture, David Tennant, Bartholomew, Princess Consuela Hammock, Weatherspoons, Bungalow, Dingle, Phil Mitchell, Warwick Davis, Dwight, Werthers, Scraggles, Gandalf Merlin, Cat, Legendary, Pels.
Legendary. I actually love Legendary.
Mr. Babinski. Tony Irving. Song 2 by Blur. Gerb. Bingle. Lion Bar. Sainsbury's. Manchester Piccadilly.
What about Haley Welch? Is that a name suggestion?
Not an option in there. News Round. Mark. Dingleberry. Newt. Schwamp. Paul. Ian. Neon Fly Ride.
Neon Fly Ride.
Tesco.
Isn't Tesco like a grocery store in England?
Email. Stegosaurus. Donatella Versace. Womp.
Womp?
Full name, Womp Womp.
Womp Womp Womp.
Lil Chase.
Middle name, Womp. So it's Womp Womp Womp.
John Lewis. Skittles. Brick. And last but not least, Sheldon Cooper.
I love all of those names for that dog.
Exactly. So, to any of our listeners who may be planning on getting a pet soon, ask the internet.
Those are some name suggestions.
They will name your animals. Or better yet, ask me. Tweet a photo of your animal at us, at WBDGND on Twitter, and you will receive a reply from me within 3 days naming that animal.
Perfect. That'll be your full-time job now.
Back to the news. If we have anything to still talk about.
Oh, no, we do.
We have so much stuff has happened.
Oh, yeah.
But a lot of stuff that we can't really just, like, say, like, talk about right now. But we have a lot of fun things.
Yeah. LeBron and Bronny James just became the first ever father-son duo to play together in the NBA. Because LeBron James is old as dirt.
Isn't he like 40?
How old is LeBron James? You expect me to know how old LeBron is? He's 39.
30? That's not old as dirt.
For basketball, it is.
No?
Or for sports, it is.
No?
Yeah.
How old are some of like the baseball players?
The oldest baseball player right now is Justin Verlander. He's 42.
Who is the oldest active baseball player?
Justin Verlander.
The oldest active baseball player is Rich Hill of the San Diego Padres.
He's not on a team. That doesn't count.
Who is the oldest active MLB player? Siri. Mm-hmm. Who is the oldest active MLB player? Bro, she hung up on me. What? Hey, Siri. Who is the oldest active MLB player?
Who is the oldest active MLB player?
Yeah, it's Rich Hill from San Diego.
He's not on a team right now. Hold on. Oldest active MLB player. Yeah, Justin Verlander. He's 41 years old. Because Rich Hill retired. Or he either retired or he's not on a team. But either way, it's Justin Verlander and he's 41.
LeBron James is not old. I don't like him, but he's not old. I just don't like sports.
For basketball, he is old. That's what I'm saying.
Hey, Siri, who is the oldest active NBA player?
It's LeBron.
Udonis Haslem of the Miami Heat, who is currently 42 years old, is the oldest active NBA player.
He retired like 5 years ago. Hold on.
I know nothing.
It's LeBron. LeBron is the oldest active NBA player.
Interesting.
So he's old as dirt for the NBA. The Top Gun Maverick flight instructor died in a plane crash.
I hate that I laughed at that.
That's a little ironic, though.
Yeah, that's why I laughed. Was he the one flying?
Yes.
Oh, yeah, that makes it worse.
Maybe he shouldn't have been telling Miles Teller how to fly. Bill Fagerbach says he won't stop voicing Patrick Starr until, quote, his voice box gives out.
Or they cancel the show.
Or they cancel SpongeBob and the Patrick Starr show.
I hope they cancel the Patrick Starr show.
Yeah, I've heard it's not great.
They can keep SpongeBob. I don't watch SpongeBob, but they can keep him. He's a funny little guy.
He's a funny little guy.
He's just a little fella.
A group of Juul e-cigarette users... Which, don't puff that stuff. I'm not going to play it, because...
Do it.
Okay, one second.
We'll get back to the ad. We'll get back to after the ad.
Well, I need a second to pull it up. Oh, I've forgotten apostrophe. You know what I'm saying? But yeah, no, juuling isn't cool, guys, so don't do it.
The IHSAA, in partnership with the state of Indiana... wants to clear the air regarding our state's vaping epidemic. Why do people vape?
I am a cloud maker.
I am a flavor chaser.
I am a buzz seeker.
What do they think they're vaping?
I like blueberry lemon haze.
Mmm, cucumber mint.
Wild watermelon for me.
But what are they really inhaling?
Wait. Arsenic?
Formaldehyde?
Lead? Ugh.
Vaping is not harmless. It is highly addictive. It can cause irreversible damage to your kidneys and lungs. It can ruin your life. Visit the IHSAA website, don'tpuffthisstuff.com, to better understand what vaping is and what it can do to you.
Don't puff that stuff!
No! Don't do it! Don't do it!
Anyway, Juul customers, which, once again, don't puff that stuff, are receiving hundreds...
Run the ad again.
No! Are receiving hundreds to thousands of dollars from a $300 million class action settlement with Juul Labs and Altria. The settlement, which addresses claims that the companies misled consumers about the product's addictiveness and marketed to minors, was finalized this year. Though neither company admitted any wrongdoing, eligible users began receiving payouts this month based on proof of purchase. The vaping industry remains under scrutiny as federal regulators continue to assess health risks of e-cigarettes.
Can't wait for the next Juul Pod flavor coming this Christmas.
Tide Pods.
Minecraft.
Black Myth Wukong. The Juul Pod.
The Juul Pod bluey flavor. We're not advertising to kids, we promise.
No, we are not. We do not endorse this.
Moving
product
past the fact slides. That we don't advertise to kids, try our new Roblox Juul Pods.
We don't advertise to kids, by the way.
We don't advertise to kids.
Anyway, MCU's Blade reboot. I just said reboot.
Alleged Blade remake.
Starring Mahershala Ali.
Mahershala Ali.
I got too exotic with it, you know what I'm saying? Has been delayed indefinitely and was removed from Disney's release schedule.
Yep.
It was originally set for...
Are you kidding me?
Chad, are we serious right now? That's the fire alarm.
We gotta wrap it up early, about 8 minutes early. Well, Miles, you want to outro it real quick before we leave?
This has been the 411. Tune in next Tuesday. Tune in to the football game this Friday.
Versus.
First sectional game. Tune in to Friday, 9:15 at 10. Voting is in a week, so vote. Do it. And, yeah, we got to go. Bye.
Bye-bye.
This has been the 411. Now back to your regularly scheduled variety of music here on WBDG.